The Teaching, Chapter 1 to 4. There are two ways, one of life and one of death. But there is a great difference between the two. This is the way of life. First, you shall love God who created you. Secondly, your neighbor as yourself. And whatever you do not want done to you, do not do to another. The teaching of these words is as follows. You shall not commit murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not commit pederasty. You shall not commit fornication. You shall not steal. You shall not practice magic. You shall not practice sorcery. You shall not murder a child by abortion, nor by killing it after it is born. And you shall not covet what belongs to your neighbor. You shall not break your oaths. You shall not bear false witness. You shall not slander. You shall not harbor resentment. You shall not be double-minded or double-tongued, for a double tongue is the snare of death. You shall not let your speech be false or vain, but carried out in practice. You shall not be given to greed, or robbery, or hypocrisy, or malice, or pride. You shall not plot evil against your neighbor. You shall not hate any man, but some you shall admonish. For others you shall pray, and others you shall love above your own soul. My son, flee from all wickedness and from everything like it. Do not become angry, for anger leads to murder. Do not become jealous, or quarrelsome, or irritable, for from all these flow murders. My child, do not give way to evil desire, for it leads to fornication. And do not use obscene language, or let your eye wander, for from all these flow adulteries. My child, do not practice augury, for this leads to idolatry. Nor engage in enchanting, astrology, or ritual ablutions. Do not even desire to see these things, for from all these, idolatry is spawned. My child, do not be a liar, because a lie leads to theft. Do not be greedy for money or vain glory, for from all these, thefts are spawned. My child, do not be a grumbler, because it leads to blasphemy. Do not be presumptuous or disposed to invent evil, for from all these blasphemies are spawned. On the contrary, be meek, for the meek shall inherit the earth. Be patient, merciful, guileless, and peaceable and gentle, and always trembling at the words which you have heard. Do not exalt yourself or allow arrogance into your soul. Your soul shall not be yoked with the haughty, but associate with the righteous and humble. Receive the troubles that befall you as good, knowing that without God, nothing happens. My child, day and night. Be mindful of him who speaks the word of God to you, and you shall honor him as the Lord. For the Lord is there wherever the source of the lordship of the Lord is preached. And every day you shall seek the faces of the holy ones, that you may find support in their words. You shall not desire divisions. Instead, you shall make peace among those who quarrel. Pass righteous judgment, and you shall not be a respecter of persons when rebuking transgressions. You shall not be double-minded whether something shall be or not. You shall not stretch forth your hands to receive, while holding them back when it is time to give. If you possess something by the labor of your hands, give it as a ransom for your sins. You shall not be reluctant in giving, and when you give, do not grumble. For you should know who is the good recompenser of the reward. You shall not turn away anyone who is in need, but share all things with your brother, and do not claim anything as your own. For if all of you are sharers in immortal things, how much more in mortal things? You shall not relax your hand over your son or your daughter, but from their youth you shall teach them the fear of God. You shall not issue commands with bitterness to your slave or maidservant, who trust in the same God, lest they should cease to fear the God who is over both of you. For he comes not to call men according to worldly prestige, but those whom the Spirit has prepared. And as for all of you who are slaves, be subject to your masters as a type of God in respect and fear. You shall hate all hypocrisy and everything that is displeasing to the Lord. You shall not forsake the commandments of the Lord, but guard which you have received, neither adding nor subtracting. You shall confess your transgressions in the assembly, and do not go to prayer with an evil conscience. This is the way of life.